You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So you've heard the term, I need a weekend from my weekend.
Wow. It was a good one. It was a long one. It was a hot one.
It was very hot.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, for different reasons, but
very different.
I get it.
You know, we spend all of our time telling people you need to hydrate, you need to be careful. You know all of the things to do. And then I go out Saturday and about hit the deck outside around 3 o'clock.
What were you doing?
I remember thinking I am going to have a heat stroke. I was outside for an extended period of time.
Yep.
I started feeling tingling on my, a weird tingling
Did
sensation.
Did you stop sweating?
I stopped sweating.
That's not good.
I got this cool flush because I had stopped sweating, and I knew it. Scott, I knew it. I go, well, this is what we tell people, and here I am like a dum-dum because I hydrated Saturday. I did not hydrate Friday night, and Sam is always so good about reminding us, you got to do both.
Mm-hmm. You got to hydrate well in advance.
3 days.
Oh, my God.
Start hydrating 3 days in advance if you're going to be outside for an extended period of time and sweating a lot.
Okay.
So I went to Fronty on Saturday night.
Oh, how was he?
First of all, amazing.
It was a great weekend.
And I bumped into a lot of listeners to the show. And you know,
a lot of Fronties are listeners?
Yes.
Yeah?
We are number one with the Fronty crowd.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say who they are, but one gal gave me a bracelet, and you know who you are. I'm still wearing your bracelet. I bumped into a lot of listeners to the show, and none of them could have been kinder. It was so flattering and nice, and it was fun, but I sweat. I went with a buddy of mine and T, two buddies of mine, actually, and T, and we were so sweaty. I mean, it was gross. And
well, plus you're dancing.
Well, and Fronty always says about halfway through the show, he's like, hey, you know, get into a group of eight and, you know, everybody put your arms around each other. And then somebody has to go in the middle of the circle and dance. And I'll just say this. My older friend, he knows who he is. He's like 70.
Geriatric friend. Okay.
He was sweating through two T-shirts.
Yeah.
He bought me a Michael Fronty concert shirt that I had over my right shoulder, okay? I'm wearing just a regular T-shirt.
Yeah.
When we left, I had sweated so much, the T-shirt over my shoulder
was wet.
Was soaked. Not wet.
It's because you were soaked. Dancing. That will do that.
Ooh, it was hot.
I will tell you this. Friday night, I went to, we went to downtown Lee's Summit.
You watched Brody Buster.
At the very last minute, we were home, and I said, you know, let's see if there's any live music anywhere. Brody Buster pops up at the 1909 Club in downtown Lee's Summit, one of our favorite spots. We went for about 2 hours. His new album, Redemption.
Yeah.
Scott, my gosh.
Is it
he
good?
Brought the house down.
Good.
It was so good. And then on Saturday night, if you were at a packed Sprint Center, you got one hell of a show at the Lumineers concert.
Oh, the Lumineers are always fantastic.
Oh, Sam, all four of my kiddos ended up going together to that show.
Oh, that's great.
And they sent some videos. And you know what I mean when I say they sound exactly like they sound. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying with
straight
that, right?
Straight off the record.
They sound exactly... Listen to this for a second.
Oh, I love that song.
I belong to you.
Clearly the kids have inherited the sing louder than the artist and annoy everybody around you.
Johnny said, Beatrice sounds like you at the Eagles concert. Here's one of the things.
Wow. That's not a compliment.
I know.
Here is
one of the things. They sent me three or four video clips. You know, Stubborn Love is my favorite song of all time. And when he hits those high notes that, oh my gosh, they sent me a clip because they knew that that's mom's favorite song. And we were talking about this last night. I said, what is it about music, Scott? And I specifically want to talk about the T-Mobile Center and how many does it seat? I don't even know.
17 to 18,000.
Okay. Around 20 grand.
If you're in the round.
So this was a packed, sold-out show. Even if you look at our biggest sports events, you can sit next to a Chiefs fan, and both of you might not agree with anything in life, but you're cheering for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But then half of that stadium is also cheering against you, right? Mm-hmm. There is something intrinsically, cellularly beautiful about everyone in one room singing along in a live show like that. Because it's one of the only examples I could come up with where in that moment, music is so powerful, everyone is together. Everyone is together. Now, when you all leave, you might be
you
the person in the car that flips off the other guy trying to get out of the T-Mobile Center. But in that moment, that entire arena was feeling that live show.
Well, and like on Saturday night at the Fronty show, and he does this every time I've ever seen him, he'll be between songs, he'll be talking to the crowd, and he says, we're going to stop for about 20 seconds, 25 seconds. I want you to introduce yourself to three people you don't know. And we do.
You did.
And I turned to this guy, I go, hey, my name's Scott. And I turned to this gal, I said, hey, my name's Scott. And, whatever their names were, I don't remember it, but, it's a nice gesture. And that's what we do. And then we get in this big circle and then we dance.
Everyone starts dancing.
And so I didn't have power for 6 hours.
I looked really white. Really white.
So yeah, Scott and I had this great weekend, and then Sam, we're complaining about our heat issues.
Yeah.
You legit had a heat issue.
No power for 6 hours.
Saturday?
Tried to keep the doors closed as much as we could. Somebody down the block didn't take care of a tree, and it fell onto the power line. There were 51 customers without power, and we were one of the lucky 51. And it was getting so hot inside the house that I grabbed the dog, threw her in the back of the truck, and we went for a cruise for about an hour, just driving around the city with the AC
on. What did you do with the girlfriend?
Her family was in town, so they were out running errands and enjoying the AC of their vehicle. But yeah,
thought for a minute you're on your own.
Wait,
lady.
Did you stay for 6 hours?
Well, I had a bunch of stuff to get done. We had a bunch of people over Saturday night, and so I had a bunch of stuff to get done and to get ready for that. And so I mowed the yard. I did a bunch of different things where I had to be out in the heat, and then I walked inside and was like, "All right, it feels like outside."
Marginally,
in here.
Not even a little bit better.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
So
went and walked around the Hy-Vee freezer section for a minute.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
Is that true? Is that true?
Oh, put my back
Where
up.
Where was the dog?
She was in the car. I was only in there for like 10 minutes. I had to grab something.
You left your dog in the car?
Yeah, with the AC running.
Oh, okay, good. With the AC running. That's
I got a
good.
Remote start, bro.
Remote start, bro. It's all good.
By the way, my name is Brother.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brother.
Brother?
Brother.
Okay. But yeah, it was bad.
Sam, the funniest thing happened to me on Saturday morning, and I sent Scott a video because, you know, Hy-Vee is one of Scott's clients. Mm-hmm. And I now am a regular at the old Hy-Vee because they've got a Tesla charging bank.
It's awesome.
I can run in. I do the market grill on sometimes
Which
Thursdays,
is awesome.
Sometimes Tuesdays. I had no idea. Steak for $12.
Do you want steak or pork chops?
I don't know. I love it. So I go in, I'm charging. I've got about 10 minutes on Saturday. And I pop in to get a coffee. There's that little Caribou coffee stand right inside.
Yeah. Oh, the one over here in Mission?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a woman standing behind me. And I go up, I order, and I'm getting ready to pay. And she taps me on the shoulder and she goes, I've got this. Please let me get your coffee. And I said, oh, no. I go, oh, my gosh, that is so sweet. But no, that is not necessary. And she says, please tell Sam hi. Tell Scott. Listen to you guys all the time. I'd love to buy your coffee. And I go, that's so sweet, but truly do not. Like, what's your name? Like, everything's fine. You don't have to buy my coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Sam. I have two identical dark gray UMB banking cards.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I already know where this is going.
Can we go back to Wendy's?
So she and I are talking.
Uh-huh.
I have declined her offer to buy my coffee.
That's not the only thing that got declined.
Twice. Mm-hmm. And then I just pull out the gray card. Look at this, Scott. Oh, I'm going to show you. They are identical. I pull out my gray card and I swipe. Are these not identical? I'm holding them up.
They are identical.
They are identical cards. I swipe and I'm still talking to the woman. Gray. Yep. And the coffee lady goes, maybe I have a problem with that card. I think this one's declined. And
oh my God.
If there's anything worse than telling someone, no, you cannot buy my drink, and then 10 seconds later, your card gets declined, I have never laughed so hard in my entire life.
That is rich.
I immediately pull the card up, and I look at the last four numbers, and I go, oh my gosh. I go, look, and then I'm holding them up. I go, these are identical. This one is not even set up yet. This is my bank card. And you know the coffee lady's like, sure it is, crazy.
We'll take that coffee back.
So did you pay for your own coffee,
yes,
or did she end
so
up having
it? So embarrassing. No, then she swiped the correct card.
Oh, my God.
But for a second there, it was a little touch and go there, Scott, at the old Hy-Vee Market Grill.
You know, I think I will take you up on that offer.
Does that still stand?
Do you mind?
It's only been a couple of seconds. I know I said no.
So sweet.
When we get back, we might have a disagreement here on a run, do not walk. That appeared on Netflix over the weekend.
I got a rare call from Scott Parks.
On Friday night.
On Friday night.
He called me twice about it.
And I answered it and said, what's wrong?
I told you you could come over to my home. You and your girlfriend could come over to my home and watch this movie. It's that good.
We will talk about it when we get back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So normally Dan and I have sort of an unwritten policy where we don't talk a lot outside of the show. It's not to say we don't, but we try to keep it so that everything is fresh at 2 o'clock when we get on the air. Friday night, I go home, and of course, I watched Wheel of Fortune. And then I turned to T and I said, hey, the new Happy Gilmore is out. Do you want to watch it? And she's like, yeah. I said, do you ever see the first one? Which I've seen like 5,000 times because it's a classic. And she goes, no, do you think I need to watch the first one first? I said, I don't think so. We did do that on Saturday before we went to Fronte. And then on Friday night, I called Dana and I called Sam. Sam is boycotting Netflix because he doesn't want anything to do with that.
Paying.
He doesn't want to do with paying, yes. And I said,
well, don't tell me to password share and then rip it back out from me. Don't dangle the carrot.
And then I told Sam that he and Mary Beth, since they are Netflix-less, were welcome to come over to my house and watch Happy Gilmore 2 because it's that good.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try.
But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Oh, eat a bag of shit!
How are you going to put Vienna through ballet school?
It's $75,000 a year. That's 4 years. That's 333 grand.
That's terrible math, Johnny. It's 300 grand. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Come on, you got to do it, Dad.
All right, let's go. Let's go get him, Dad.
But how about the jiggle?
I know how to do it, Dad.
Let's go.
What the hell is happening?
Happy Gilmore is breaking in yet another caddy he just met.
All right, we're going to go. See, but you bring those. Those always come. All right, that's it. They got a strap if you want to use the strap.
Happy Gilmore.
We watched the first half Friday night, and we watched the second half Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Thoughts?
It is so bad, it's funny.
It's so bad, it's good.
Bad, you have to watch it. It is not going to win any awards.
No.
But even if you're a marginal golf fan, all of the golfers make appearances in this, and so does Travis Kelce. Kelce is in it in a bit.
Yes. There were a couple of cameos you may have missed. Eminem?
I did catch that. Okay. I did
Real
catch
Slim
that.
Shady?
Post Malone?
Yep, caught that.
Okay. Who else was in there? Oh, my God.
It was a who's who of.
Yes, it was.
Golfers as well. And do you know the girl
Scottie
who plays
Scheffler's in it?
The girl who plays his daughter is actually his daughter in real life.
Oh, is that
Adam
right?
Sandler's daughter?
I didn't
yes.
know that.
Sonny Sandler.
Huh.
Anyway.
Did we expect it to be good? I mean, like,
no.
it's good in its own
funny.
Way.
It's
but
funny.
We didn't expect some deep plot lines.
Correct.
Here.
No. God, no. But if you liked the original Happy Gilmore, you're going to love Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes. And it's a huge shot, Sam, against Liv. The entire back
yeah.
half of
yes.
the show, they're making fun of Liv. That is exactly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not even trying to hide it.
The other league is called Maxi.
Yeah.
As in Maxi
Pad.
Nice.
So there is a list, oh my gosh, of all of the appearances in Happy Gilmore 2, the cameos.
Cameos yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
I don't know who that is.
Great, great yeah. actor. Okay. Sandler's real wife, Jackie Sandler. Ken Jennings.
Yes, that's right.
John Daly is in it a lot.
Yeah, John Daly has a, dare I say, almost lead role in this movie.
Ed Kelce.
Ed Kelce. Oh, I missed Ed Kelce. I missed Ed Kelsey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Dan Patrick of ESPN fame is in it.
He's in there a lot.
Nancy Lopez, Nelly Korda, Sadie Sandler, his daughter, Ben Stiller.
Yes.
God.
By the way, and I never talk about this organization on the air, but I thought it was cast in a bad light. That is, and I'll never mention this group again as long as I live on the radio, because I can get in trouble. That is not what AA meetings are like.
There is an AA scene, Sam.
There's several. That is not what AA is like, period.
You will see retired golf legends Fred Couples, Nick Faldo, Jack Nicklaus,
yep.
Corey Pavin, Lee Trevino,
mm-hmm.
Xander Schauffele is in it, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Keegan Bradley, Colin Morikawa, and then Will Zalatoris is in it quite a bit. It is worth blowing a couple of hours on.
It's an hour and 47 minutes. It's a Sam.
Yes. Bubba
Watson.
It's a
short-ass movie.
Scottie Scheffler. Bryson DeChambeau is in it. Rory. Brooks Koepka is in it.
I thought it was just, is it a run, do not walk?
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith is in there. Is it a run, do not walk? I would say yes, but I'm into really dumb slapstick humor, and that's what this movie was. But it's just a mindless, fun way to spend an hour and 45 minutes.
I do not disagree. I would not watch it again.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it again this week.
From The Independent, fans outraged by the sequel's violent shock twist.
Oh,
no spoilers.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it. It's hilarious.
Okay.
This is what I told one of my girlfriends yesterday. If you're going to make fun of a death in golf, it was hilarious. But again, it's like dark humor hilarious.
Don't take it. Don't go in.
Don't go in taking this literally.
Listen, you're not going to come out the other end smarter.
Yeah. Wow. That was.
I didn't know
really
that.
Deep.
I didn't know that. You're not coming out smarter on the other end. You might actually come out dumber, but it's fun.
I'd be willing to bet this isn't the last Adam Sandler sequel.
This one should be.
Really?
Do you mean to the Happy Gilmore franchise?
No, I just mean maybe Big Daddy.
Yeah, maybe.
Billy Madison.
I would love a Billy Madison, too. I mean, let's be honest. And Adam Sandler is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yep.
Right? And by the way, the production company on this movie was Billy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Or is it
Happy Madison?
Happy Madison or whatever. It's one
he
of
owns
the
all of it.
Yeah. I mean,
he owns
whatever
all of
it.
It
is.
It's Happy Madison.
Is it Happy Madison? Okay.
Yeah. He owns all of it.
So he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Speaking of famous people, I had a girlfriend over the weekend who went downtown to grab some drinks and looked over, and the entire cast of Ted Lasso was over there.
Really?
I don't know if they're still in town, but man, they were in town,
I bet
they went out.
I bet they are.
They were at the Mumford and
so
Sons show.
So fun.
And,
did you see them at Mumford and Sons?
Yes. Yeah. I saw Hannah Waddingham up there on stage. You know I love her.
Yep.
She
know
sang
I love her.
With Mumph.
I wouldn't be. She has a great voice, too, by the way. I wouldn't be surprised if they're still in town, because what they do is, you know this, when you're filming a show like Blue Bloods or,
yep.
you know, name your big-time
film,
TV
film,
show.
Film, break.
They already write these scripts in advance. You know which part of the script is going to be filmed in Kansas City or Blue Springs or whatever, and which parts are going to be filmed in London.
Yep.
And so you go ahead and just knock out all the Kansas City scenes at once, and then you have to remember, everybody has to remember what they wore that day, and then they go film the next scene in London or whatever.
Thrilled they are in town.
I hope they enjoy themselves. It's a beautiful city.
All right, coming up on Dana and Parks, we got a whole bunch of stuff in the stack today. We're going to have to talk about the Family Dollar. So sad. We lost a Kansas sheriff's deputy over the weekend. Devastating story. And that guy's rap sheet, Sam.
Oh, it is long.
My God.
By the way, that line forms to the left if you've seen the mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
Terribly sad news.
And if he doesn't end up on death row, who belongs on death row? 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So we will get into the story a little bit later about the Kansas City, Kansas sheriff's deputy, Elijah Ming, who was shot and killed over the weekend responding to a domestic disturbance call in KCK. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw this. This is from the AP. Part of the roof and front facade of a Family Dollar store in Kansas City collapsed yesterday, killing a 68-year-old man and seriously injuring a 50-year-old woman. The building's partial collapse occurred at 2:45 yesterday afternoon. Two other people also injured outside the building but were treated at the scene and declined further medical care. Television reports showed part of the roof and front facade missing at what appeared to be the main entrance of the store, with brick, stone, and wood debris on the ground.
It's the photos taken a week prior that are so devastating for anyone injured or who loved the gentleman whose life was lost, Scott. Days before that partial collapse on Sunday, the Kansas City Neighborhoods Department received multiple complaints about this Family Dollar, including one complaint, quote, that the structure was tilting. A photo attached to a city inspection conducted last Tuesday,
5 days prior,
shows the exterior of the building in poor condition with the roof visibly sagging 5 days before it collapsed. If you zoom in above the A and the M on Family Dollar, look at the A and the M above it. Tell people what you see.
Well, you've got your arrows is blocking my view.
There is an inches wide
what
gap.
What is that's a gap?
It's a gap because it's getting ready
to fall,
Scott.
That little black square is a gap.
It's a seam.
At the top of the roof.
Huh. It's probably, oh, I don't know, 10 feet, would you say, Sam, or 6 feet above the A and the M in Family Dollar. You can see where there has been a separation at the top.
You can also see it tilts downward toward the corner from those separations.
If you look to the left, you can see that the roof is not level.
So in your mind, picture Family of Family Dollar, but the F-A-M-I-L-Y is tilted to the right and down because the darn thing is getting ready to buckle.
So this is garnered national news attention. There is an employee, according to a report I saw today on CNN, an employee complained to the landlord. I guess Family Dollar doesn't own the building. They're renting it.
Sure.
One of the employees of the store complained to the landlord last Friday that they thought the facade was starting to settle.
So answer me this. The city's Neighborhood Preservation Department has more than 50 community engagement officers who respond to complaints over this type of violation, Scott.
Okay.
They did go. They did take photos. And I assume there was a report made 5 days ago, Sam.
There had to have been, yeah.
There had to have been a report.
If the inspectors took photos, they filed a report, especially seeing that.
We were talking through this in the newsroom. If the inspector is going in because of a nuisance property, it's abandoned, there's roaches, it's causing problems, that's one thing.
Right.
If an inspector is sent because someone says the structural integrity is at risk, whose job is it then? It would have to be the Kansas City Dangerous Buildings Department. Someone with these departments has to go. We inspected it. There's a crack between the F and the A and the M. Get everybody out. And it does not appear that anyone did that.
Not only are there structural integrity concerns, where the concern is happening is the entrance to the business.
Where people would be walking in.
It's not like a back corner over a dumpster. It is where every single customer will walk, or anybody on the sidewalk, anybody parking in that parking lot.
But just looking at that building, and yes, I see the area of concern, for lack of a better phrase. Do you really think, just looking at that picture, hey, in 3-4 days, that part of the building is just going to collapse?
Okay, Scott.
And land on somebody.
You and I, if we drove by that building,
wouldn't think twice.
Wouldn't think that. Mm-hmm. If you are some sort of engineer or city dangerous buildings inspector, look at it. You can literally see that it's breaking apart between the two letters.
I don't disagree with you at
all.
I'm
not saying you and I would notice it, but the people inside noticed it because they contacted the landlord. Someone with the city noticed it.
Yes.
Great point from the text line. And remember, we're talking about Missouri here, where your car has to be inspected every 2 years. Bridges are inspected every couple of years. But commercial buildings, it's tilting, whatever.
I don't understand why they didn't just put a dangerous sticker on it and say, look,
you're closed.
We're going to have to interrupt the commerce here until we figure it out. And by the way, if you're wondering, why did the building collapse 6 years ago? Channel 9 has the video or the still photo of a car losing control and careening in to that exact spot.
Hitting the building.
It hit the structure pillar on that front end of the building.
So it wasn't necessarily built poorly. It was repaired poorly.
Or not repaired at all. We don't know.
Fair point.
We don't know.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
I want to talk to somebody who knows more about the dangerous buildings people in any city. It doesn't have to be about Kansas City. Whose job is it to say we are shutting it down? It could be the fire department if the fire department's called out and they see structural.
But I want to be careful that we don't too quickly blame the city.
They were there 5 days before and took a photo of a hole between the A and the M.
The city was there?
Yes.
Or the landlord was there?
The inspector was there with the city.
All right, then let's blame the city.
And by the way, if the food department goes out and finds one roach, or the health department goes out and finds one roach.
They shut you down until you fix it.
Maybe a mouse dropping. You are closed before they leave the building.
I don't understand, because to me, if the photo was clearly taken of the damage, they clearly saw the integrity was compromised.
So then why wouldn't they shut it down?
Scott, that's what I'm asking. If you're a city building inspector person, do you look at 1,000 buildings a day And was it something where you were waiting to write up the report and then, I don't know.
I mean, once the building—
You were sick one day? Like, where is the gap in—
But once the building is hit by a car, wouldn't the city say you are closed until this is repaired?
The phones are already ringing.
You cannot reopen until this is repaired. The telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Maggie, what's up?
Hi, guys. Long time no talk.
Hi.
Several weeks ago when we had the floods in KCK and the Dollar General over off of Cod Drive got flooded like 3-4 feet, yep. The manager of the Dollar General shut it down. But if there's a lease or a contract with Family Dollar and the landlord, I mean, it would be up to the man. If I was a manager, I would shut it down, a Family Dollar, you know, especially when an employee is noticing that, because it's got to be something in the lease or the contract. You know, so I just know the manager is in charge. It's kind of like having a city manager in charge of the city.
Yeah, but I feel like with the structural integrity of a building, it would start with the manager. I think it's someone who understands codes that shuts it down. We need to get mm-hmm. Fleener on the phone. Listen to this. A timeline of photos, video, and a complaint is raising questions about whether the Kansas City Family Dollar store should have been open in the days leading up to the collapse. This is Fleener's story. We've learned that multiple people gave warnings about the building's condition in the days leading up to the collapse. A guy named Rob Dixon took video of the leaning roof on Friday. He took more pictures Sunday morning showing similar conditions. I said to myself, quote, yeah, that's going to fall today or tomorrow. And the next thing you know, he says, I hear it fall.
Dustin in Warrensburg. Dustin, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. I just got to say, and Scott, I know I'm going to drive you crazy when I say this. If they were aware that this was a problem, the proper people were notified, and it had not been touched, not been corrected, if those people have families, start adding zeros. Someone's getting paid for this. Because that seems like negligence to me. If you know for a fact your building is compromised and you do nothing about it, even though you've been warned, and you have the evidence in front of you, then I don't know how that's not liable.
Sam, what would 5 days prior to the collapse be? Help me understand the timeline here, because according to Channel 9, an official complaint to the city came in on Friday, July 25th, and then the building—
That would have been last Friday.
Yep, then the building fell—
On Sunday.
Yesterday afternoon. But according to all of the other reporting— 5 days prior to Sunday, so what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Was when those photographs were taken showing the gap in between those letters.
Okay, now, hang on. I can't believe I'm taking the city's side on this one. The official, first official complaint comes in on Friday, right?
But a photo attached to a city inspection conducted last Tuesday showed the exterior of the building in poor condition with the roof visibly sagging. The reason they went out last Tuesday was for litter. The same department. They go out to look for litter, the same department. They take this photo attached to the city inspection that shows the building is compromised.
Are they taking the picture to show that the building is compromised, or are they taking the picture to show that there is litter? There is a difference.
Either way, there's a city inspector with a picture of a sagging corner of a building.
I understand, but they don't get a report until Friday,
but
an
Scott,
official report. They can't just race
Scott,
out
if
there.
You're a firefighter, okay, and I tell you, please come to my house, there's a kitten in the tree, and you're a firefighter, you come to my house, and you look up in the tree, and there's a kitten there, but my kitchen is on fire. You fight the fire first and then deal with the kitten.
That's probably wouldn't even deal with the kitten.
That's what I don't understand. Like, are all city inspectors?
Probably
or
not.
Or are there some that just do litter? And if the building is cracked, that's not me.
Is everybody who works in radio on air?
That's Larry in the building fall down department.
But my point, does everybody who works in radio on air?
No.
So?
But everybody who works in radio feels the pain if there's a $250,000 fine because there was an F-bomb that made it through.
That doesn't happen over here.
But you get my point.
913-586-7798. If 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Coming up right after 3 o'clock, an AI program has predicted how the Chiefs will do next season. Interesting. Robert in Blue Springs. Robert, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I was telling Sam, a friend of mine, them carbon monoxide detector kept going off in their house. So the alarm company called the fire department. And the fire department got over there. They told them, you do not turn this gas on anymore, and you had to leave the house. So the fire department has a lot of power to condemn buildings
sure.
and all of that.
Sure.
So if somebody even would have called the fire department, they would have shut it down.
But they called the city, not the fire department.
Well, even as an inspector, because I used to be a store manager, and I won't say the restaurant, if we failed an inspection, we either fixed it that day right then on the spot, or guess what? We were shut down.
But I want to be clear, and let me say this just one more time. To what Dana was reporting in the last segment, they were called out last Tuesday on a complaint about litter.
Okay.
So a photograph of the building of the Family Dollar is taken. I guarantee you it's not. Well, I can't guarantee it, but my guess is that it's not because whoever was sent out to that Family Dollar was like, hey, that building seems to be a little topsy-turvy here. Let me take a photograph. They were sent there to take pictures of the litter in case they had to use it against Family Dollar if they didn't get the litter problem fixed. A complaint was not, an official complaint was not filed with the city until Friday. Now, was it in the morning? Was it in the afternoon? City workers are just like everybody else. They work Monday through Friday. So this building, the facade of the building collapses on a Sunday, literally 48 hours after the complaint is filed.
Yes, but there has to be some way to rank calls that come in to the buildings and codes department. And so, you know, to my point earlier, is the building in disrepair and has weeds growing around it? That's something we can get to later. Mm-hmm. If someone called in and said, the building is tilting, we can see the tilt. Multiple other people through different channels were reporting this. I guess I don't understand why that does not rocket to the very, very top of the list.
Now, is there a chance that that tilt happened after the wreck a couple of years ago that took out the support beam and maybe they thought it was fine because it had been in that condition for a very long time? Textline has a great point. I guarantee you the city inspectors aren't professional engineers.
They just go out and look and point out concerns. For those of you who have not seen the story or the photo, you would not have to be a professional engineer with the complaint that said the building is tilting to understand what was about to happen with the width of that crack above those letters, Scott.
From the text line, a kitten in Dana's tree would be safer than a kitten in Dana's house.
Thank you, Mr. Firefighter. I'll stay up here.
Bob in Shawnee. I came up here for a reason. Bob, hello.
How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I listen to you guys' show all the time. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment on this building, you know. I mean, I do agree with the whole firefighter thing because if they called the city and they did come out to look at it but nothing was done, look at what happened in Gardner. The firefighters responded to a call and their fire truck fell through a hole in the parking lot, which had nothing to do with the actual structures of the housing of the apartment.
Yep.
And yet, because of that, they shut the entire apartment complex down.
With 48 right hours notice. Yes, they kicked everybody out.
You have days to get out. But this place, the roof is coming down, and they did nothing. So maybe the fire department should have been called.
Okay. I think you would have gotten quicker action if they had called the fire department and not the city.
Also,
I know they're one and the same, but you get my point.
Great point from the text line. If there is a serious structural integrity concern like that and you file an official report on a Friday afternoon, why didn't? I mean, we don't know that they didn't, but if they didn't, why didn't they send somebody out immediately? I mean, obviously, we're talking about a fatal collapse here.
Because you can insert any, it was the city. I mean, 5 o'clock hits at most cities.
Does this whole story,
City Hall is empty.
Scott, really hinge on what time that call came in on Friday?
Yes.
Because if you call at 8 a.m. Friday and say there's a building tilting mm-hmm. and we're worried it's going to collapse.
Or you call 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're putting that off till Monday.
Tell that to the family of the man who died.
I understand.
I mean, my God.
But I mean, how many times have you seen city workers?
At 5:50 on a Friday? I know.
It's 4:59 and 59 seconds and they're out the door. No offense. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.